Hey there, beautiful people. This is Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking phone addiction to the curb and reclaiming your amazing life. And let me tell you, today's topic is a real game changer. We're diving deep into the magic of gratitude, but not just any gratitude, folks. We're talking about cultivating that beautiful feeling for the present moment. Ever feel like your mind is constantly racing ahead to what's next, or dwelling on what already happened? You know that feeling when you're actually in a moment enjoying a delicious meal, connecting with a loved one, soaking up the sun, but your thoughts are somewhere else entirely? That's where gratitude comes in. It's like a superpower that helps us anchor ourselves to the now and truly savor life as it unfolds. Now, I know what you're thinking. Novo, gratitude sounds nice and all, but how do I actually do it? Trust me, I get it. Life can be hectic, our minds are constantly bombarded with information, and sometimes it feels impossible to find that inner peace. But here's the thing, cultivating gratitude doesn't have to be some elaborate Zen-like ritual. It's about making small, conscious choices throughout your day. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Start a gratitude journal. This sounds simple, but it can be incredibly powerful. Each day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee in the morning, a funny conversation with a friend, or even just the sunshine on your skin. 2. Practice mindfulness meditation. Even just 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the feeling of the air on your skin. This helps you become more aware of the present moment and appreciate the little things. 3. Shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on what's lacking in your life, actively seek out the good. Notice the beauty around you, a blooming flower, a stunning sunset, the kindness of a stranger. When negative thoughts creep in, gently redirect your attention to something positive. 4. Express gratitude to others. Tell someone you appreciate them. Send a heartfelt thank you note. A simple I love you can go a long way. Expressing gratitude to others not only makes them feel good, but also amplifies the positive vibes in your own life. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, cultivating gratitude is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. There will be moments when you slip back into old patterns. That's perfectly okay. Just keep practicing and remember that every step forward counts. Let me tell you a story about this. I was super stressed out last week, deadlines looming, emails piling up, the usual chaos. I felt like I was drowning into DOS and barely had time to breathe. But then I remembered my gratitude journal. So, even amidst the whirlwind, I took 5 minutes to write down 3 things I was grateful for. The first thing that popped into my head: my comfy couch. Sounds silly, right? But honestly, after a long day of meetings and calls, sinking into that cozy cushion felt like pure bliss. The second thing, a funny meme that made me laugh out loud and momentarily forget about everything else. And lastly, I was grateful for the fact that even though things were hectic, I had a roof over my head, food on the table, and people who cared about me. You know what? That little exercise shifted something in my mindset. Suddenly, the overwhelming feeling started to recede, and I felt a renewed sense of calm and appreciation for the simple joys in life. So remember, friends, gratitude isn't just some fluffy concept. It's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, joy, and resilience. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic unfold. Take a moment right now to think about something you're grateful for. Feel it in your heart, let it warm you from the inside out. And remember, you are amazing, you are worthy, and you have so much to be thankful for. Now go out there and make today a beautiful day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their awesomeness. And as always, stay tuned for more tips and tricks on conquering phone addiction and living your best life. Catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.